Our Finding Home series continues this morning, a series of conversations we're having with different populations of folks experiencing homelessness and what the housing options are available for them, what housing options still need to be created for them, what people have available to them in their different situation. This morning we're talking with Marjalee Bottala, and she is the call center coordinator with the Senior Linkage Line. Marjalee, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's great to have you on the line with us.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
So the Senior Linkage Line is in part a kind of information clearinghouse where folks can call and say, here's what I'm experiencing, I don't know what to do, and you say, oh, well, I know just the person and just the agency to connect you with. But you also do provide some services in addition to that.
Right. We're part of a greater network called the Minnesota Help Network, which includes a statewide database of over probably 43,000 services, state services and resources, and there's a live chat feature there. We've got a lot of caregivers who are calling in from out of state or even out of country. They can use that chat and the website. And we've also got the three linkage lines, the Senior Linkage Line, Disability Linkage Line, and the Veterans Linkage Line here in Minnesota. We're all part of that Minnesota Help Network, and it's, again, a rich database of ways to get things virtually, ways to get things in the community. We've got many hundreds of help sites in the community. And then, of course, we've got the six area agencies on aging located throughout Minnesota. But we are long-term care options counselors, connecting people, as you said, to existing and available services in the community. And we're talking about a bunch of social workers, nurses, health management workers. These are very highly skilled people answering the line.
One of the things that's bewildering and kind of frustrating and also it was certainly something of concern would be an instance where someone was already homeless or perhaps was living in a very low-income situation and they have some kind of a medical emergency. They end up in the hospital. They can be discharged back into homelessness. And I thought that was a horrible thing, and then you explained to me that that is their legal right. How does that work?
Well, and again, they're going to be assessed in the hospital situation before discharge. They may be somebody who is experiencing some behavioral or memory issues, and there's going to be testing for that. But you know, there is a gap. You are right. There's people can you know choose to go to homelessness, and again, a lot of that might happen because a treatment isn't you know being given or accepted in some cases. So that surely can happen. If somebody maybe is in danger to themselves, you know, Adult Protective Services may get involved. You know, we're not trying to scare anyone with that, but a social worker in a discharge situation may need to utilize that service. But again, there are people that in the low-income situations, as you had mentioned, who may be eligible for all kinds of services that they may not be aware of. Senior Linkage Line is a great place to go for that because we screen for utility assistance programs, for Minnesota health care programs, for Medicare savings programs, help with prescription assistance for Minnesotans of all age, not just seniors. So that's another service that we do provide for all Minnesotans, connect them to cost assistance programs to help with the cost of their medications. We do want people to, you know, get the medications that they need and stay on them and not be cutting doses in half and things like that or feeling like they can't afford them. And, you know, if it's a choice between food and my medication, we don't want those situations to happen. So we're actively seeking out programs that can help people with costs of living, costs for health care, costs for medications.
Back in the 80s, the idea that people should not be institutionalized in state hospitals, there definitely was some merit to that thinking. Some people who are cynical say, well, it was just a cost savings. You know, let's close the state hospitals and let communities take care of these people instead. One of the things that the state hospital system, though, was able to help people with is when, but again, that can be abused, too, the idea that maybe you're not thinking clearly. Maybe you have an untreated mental illness. Maybe you have a substance abuse problem. Maybe you are suffering from memory issues, dementia, and there could be help for people in those situations. The law now allows people, even to an extent, when they're not making decisions in their very best mind, to still have the right to make lousy decisions, I guess. And one of the things that you touched on when we were talking was that it can be difficult to get meds changed or evaluated or talk to people about their meds. An older person, for example, if they say, no, I'm not going to go in and see my doctor.
Right. That is a problem. And a lot of people may be living alone in that no family is nearby, things like that. We look for situations or try to help create situations. And again, we're here for the consumer, for their needs. And again, we'll support their choices. We want to tell them about all their options, educate them, and help them look at best options. But again, going back to what you said, people get to make lousy choices. We all do.
We do.
Want to.
Lucky us.
But we're here to educate people on all their options and or connect them to advice and advocacy agencies that can help them also with those choices. It's, you know, not a scary place. I don't think any of our callers or consumers feel that way once they've called. Once they're usually repeat callers and they usually refer the service, because again, we are here for that consumer regardless. But again, we're really heavy on the education piece. And well, what if this, and what if that, and what would the consequences be, do you think, if you made that choice? So, yeah, there you go. But you're right. It is difficult. We look for powers of attorneys. Possibly a guardianship needs to be set up or conservator, an advocate of some type, and we advocate to a point, you know, at the linkage lines, but we're not going to become someone's power of attorney. There may be a chance somebody will have a court-appointed guardian or power of attorney, and that's usually a great thing, because that person can surely help navigate. A lot of times it's just an issue of understanding and being able to read some of the forms that are out there. They're ridiculously difficult, some of them, and a challenge for anybody, with, you know, degreed people even, to English majors have trouble reading some of our state forms.
Well, so when you look at any issue of finding help if you're homeless or finding help if you are living in poverty, any kind of finding help, it's not that the help isn't available, but sometimes the forms that need to be filled out and the red tape that needs to be negotiated and the way that you need to sometimes get two different agencies talking clearly and communicating clearly with each other, that can get to be such a challenge that it's very tempting for people to give up.
You're so right. And one of the hallmarks of our service is follow-up and warm transfer. We don't leave people if they want us to stay on with every other agency that we're trying to connect them with. We do stay on the line. And we can bring in, because of the voice over internet technology that we use to answer calls, we can bring in multiple agencies into one call. And it is daunting, so we want to be there to ensure success through the process, not just say, here's a number, goodbye. That's not what our service is about. So that's something that we feel is unique to the Linkage Line service. It's very follow-up rich, and we stay on with the person and maybe have many calls going into a month or 2 months or 3 months, and we do follow-ups with people as needed.
Well, Marjorie, what a wonderful service that is, and I can think about a lot of different options where that might be helpful, you know, with various bills to be paid and that sort of thing. But anyway, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Marjorie. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Marjorie Bottala joined us this morning. She is with the Senior Linkage Line, and she was our guest as part of our series called Finding Home here on KUMD.